Welcome to episode 333 of the 1010 Thrive podcast, brought to you by 1010 Thrive Ministries. I'm Peter Anderson, 1010 Thrive. 10 minutes a day based on 10 guidelines for abundant living. If eros is intended for married couples, what are some biblical keys to a successful marriage? For those who are married, for those who may be considering marriage, or those who may know others who could benefit from biblical counsel about marriage. Today, we will share a bonus top 10 list. 10 biblical keys to a successful marriage. Key number one, foundation in Christ. How can I have a healthy marriage? How can you have a healthy marriage? How can the people who you love have a healthy marriage? The answer is applicable not only to a marriage, but to any relationship. God must be at the center of that relationship. There is no other way for a marriage to thrive otherwise. Since God is the one who instituted marriage, He's the one who best understands what it takes for a marriage to work. And since God knows you and your spouse better than you know yourselves, submitting yourselves to Him is the best way to find success. It was Jesus who said the following in Matthew 19 verses 5 to 6. For this reason, a man will leave his father and mother and be united to his wife, and the two will become one flesh. So they are no longer two, but one flesh. Therefore, what God has joined together, let no one separate. The key here is that God has joined together. And that is what we're looking for in our relationships. Hearts that are genuinely filled with God's love won't stay angry for long. Actively seeking Him both individually and as a couple is the greatest thing you can do to maintain a strong marriage. Key number two, commitment. The first key follows the second. Get started with the Lord and then abide in the Lord. Psalm 127 verse 1. Unless the Lord builds the house, they labor in vain who build it. Commitment isn't always easy. What does commitment in marriage mean? Genuine devotion. It's genuine devotion to both God and the covenant of marriage. Commitment and a union with Christ is key to a successful marriage. Key number three, choosing to love. While eros is reserved for marital couples, marriage will not work without agape love. 1 Corinthians 13 verses 4 to 7, love is patient, love is kind, it does not envy, it does not boast, it is not proud, it does not dishonor others, it is not self-seeking, it is not easily angered, it keeps no record of wrongs, love does not delight in evil, but rejoices with the truth, it always protects, always trusts, always hopes, always perseveres. A godly marriage doesn't give love an if-then basis, or base love on feelings alone. Both measures can be unhealthy. The love we are to show our spouse is to be reflective of the love God has shown us and shows us every day. Certainly our spouse isn't always deserving, neither are we if we're honest with ourselves. Yet in spite of ourselves, Christ loves us with an everlasting love that never, ever runs dry. Key number four, gracious, respectful, kind, honest communication. Even when arguments arise, it is possible to resolve conflict with mutual respect and gentle words. A soft answer turneth away wrath. This requires active listening, not jumping to conclusions or shutting down your spouse with harsh words, and may even require some time apart before speaking to each other. Ephesians 4 verse 29. Do not let any unwholesome talk come out of your mouths, but only what is helpful for building others up according to their needs, that it may benefit those who listen. We need to replace abusive, belittling, impulsive talk with speech that is seasoned with grace. We need to think about what they need, what the other person in the relationship needs, and think about how our words can help to build them up. Solomon likens a nagging, criticizing, or angry wife to being tortured, and says it is better to dwell in the wilderness than to be around her. expecting perfection from your spouse is often a sign of deeper discontentment in Christ. Remember, it is He who promises to fill your needs, not your spouse. Yes, be honest, but be gracious. Be respectful. Be kind. Key number 5, prayer. Praying for your marriage is probably your greatest weapon and strength. Prayer is a paramount biblical key to a healthy marriage. James 5 verse 16 exhorts us to pray for each other. The Bible also encourages us to pray together. This practice allows your spouse to see and understand what is on your heart and will help you to remember what you prayed for, which may help you see God's answers more clearly. Key number 6, forgiveness. Forgiveness is another powerful way to cultivate the characteristics of a healthy marriage. This is possible because of Jesus Christ. Ephesians 4 verse 32 counsels us to be kind to one another, tender-hearted, forgiving one another, even as God in Christ forgave you. Forgiveness plays such a huge role in marriage. If not dealt with, bitterness, resentment, and dissension take root. It's important to note, forgiveness in marriage isn't only between you and your spouse. If you're harboring a need to be forgiven by God or even to forgive yourself, that will significantly impact your marriage. Key number 7, timely attention to problems. Ephesians 4, verse 26. Do not let the sun go down on your wrath. If something is bothering you, if there is a problem that needs to be addressed, take care of it quickly and decisively. Do not go to bed feeling resentful or bitter. The longer you take to address the problem, the greater the problem becomes. And so make sure that you attend to those problems in a timely manner. Key number 8, quality one-on-one time together. The Bible encourages men to praise their wives and wives to please their husbands. It goes without saying that doing this requires intentionality and spending quality time together. It is in the quality time that one spends together that memories get formed. And those memories are the good times that one can draw on when things are challenging. Key number 9, cultivate eros. Song of Solomon 1 verse 2, kiss me again and again. Your love is sweeter than wine. It is critical to make sure that we are cultivating eros. Key number 10, unity. These words of the Apostle Paul in Ephesians 4 verses 1 to 3 are applicable to lots of relationships, including marriage. I, therefore, a prisoner for the Lord, urge you to walk in a manner worthy of the calling to which you have been called, with all humility and gentleness, with patience, bearing with one another in love, eager to maintain the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. Pursuing unity in marriage is vital for a successful and healthy marriage. Consider this quote from Tony Evans. Because when two strong and sure people come together under the Lord, utilizing their gifts, minds, and spirits according to His plan, a greater kingdom impact will occur. Father, help us to align our relationships, especially our marriages, with Your will. With Your Spirit guiding us, we know that our relationships can thrive. That's our episode. Remember that God calls you not only to live, but to thrive. Live life to the full today.